the way mina engibona ngakhona, I think uMula usounda as if uyafuna ukuthi aphumelele kahle kahle egcekeni, ukuthi investigation yakhe iyakhombisa ukuthi kukhona ubugelele eqobenzwayo ngoTrump obstruction of justice. But I think at the same time the Justice Department ile mithetho yayo njengoba ichilo layo ukuthi ku-unconstitutional ukuthi yena athi upresident ulecala alenzileyo ngoba akala mvumo yokuthi akwenze lokho. So I think in other words uzama ukutshela i-Congress ukuthi lina yini elile power yokuthi indicte u-Trump ngezo lezi engizikhulumayo. So mina ibhora sengiliphosela kini ukuthi lina shona ukuthi libona njani, and sibonile after i-interview yakhe yona leyo ukuthi ama-democrats amaningi especially la afuna ukurana against u-Trump next year sebememeza kakhulu ngendaba yokuthi impeachment mayenzakale, ngoba sokusobala-ke makuphuma Mula ukuthi ngempela kukhona okwenzakalayo ngoTrump ngendaba ye-obstruction ye-justice.
Manje ubona kusenzakala yini ukuthi bam-impeach-e, njengoba sizwa kuthiwa bakhona abanye abangani bamadolonzima kudaba lona?
Yeah, I think eventually ngokubona kwami uspeaker wama-Democrat uNancy Pelosi nguye uyispeaker we-Congress ye-House of Representatives, nguye nje umuntu so far ongathi futhi yena kunzima ukuthi bam-impeach-e kungakabi le broader support evela kumuntu wonke lawo amanye ama-Republicans. So I think Congress into ezoyenza yiyona leyo ukuthi bazoqhubeka ngama-investigation abawenzayo besaphina abantu. But sesibonile ukuthi uTrump usevelelayo wathi angingeke ngisa-cooperate anymore.
Manje njengoba kuyiwa kukhetho ngomnyaka ozayo, udaba lolu sizabona luphela na, kumbe uTrump enganqoba luzavuka njalo?
Well, I think both sides, ama-Republican uTrump lawo ama-Democrats, I think bonke bathenga isikhathi ukuthi udaba lolu lungaphethi kuze kufike ngesikhathi sama-elections. Then besokusiya ngabantu bona ngokubona wabo ukuthi baya votela yini uTrump ukuthi aqhubeke for eminye iminyaka eyi-4, noma bayabhiliva ukuthi kulamacala awenzayo ukuthi azawine before le obstruction ayenzayo, and therefore bamfulathele bengasamvoteli the way abamvotela ngakhona ngo-2016.
Lona udaba lolu lulakhona ukubangela ukuthi abanye bengamvoteli uTrump?
Oye, kakhulu, ngoba abaningi abamvotelayo uTrump bavota becabanga ukuthi bafuna i-change, bafuna ukuvotela umuntu ongasiye esingathi established politician ovele ngumuntu because bese bedinekile nge-gridlock esibonakala e-Washington DC. So uTrump the way awuya ngakhona njengomuntu ozithi usomabhizinisi ulemali zakhe, so abantu abaningi bazibona ukuthi hayi, kungangcono sitraye lo muntu ongusomabhizinisi onemali zakhe, then maybe izinto zingaqala ukumuva i-gridlock lesiyibonayo zingaqala ukubona i-progress, ngoba bese kule gridlock enkulu kakhulu sibona ama-government shutdowns anani ngokungazwisisani phakathi kwama-Democrats nama-Republicans. So abaningi esingathi ngama-independent abase-center bagcina besithi ngcono sitraye lo musha ngoba ubuya from ngaphandle, akabuyi from i-establishment evele ise-Washington DC esiyi-problem. So I think abaningi sebebona-ke ngale investigation kamula lapho konke asebekubonile so far nge-behavior yakhe uTrump nje njalo, even iy'nkulumo zakhe nezenzo zakhe, even ama-trade wars la ama-tariff wars asewaqalile le-China ase-affect ama-farmer amaningi, bayacomplain ukuthi engumuntu osamvotela but ama-tariff la asesibulala ama-business ethu asesifa. So I think abantu abaningi sebebona ukuthi uTrump akusuye umuntu ababecabanga ukuthi ungakhona bemvotela. So ya, ama-polls akhombisa ukuthi vele ama-ratings akhe uTrump are very low for any president, especially president oya towards ama-elections. So kuzoba nzima kakhulu especially this time around kungelancedo lwama-Russian, angibone ephumelele.